Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Around 2 crore 89 lakh voters excluded in draft electoral roll in Uttar Pradesh after special intensive revision. Center emphasizes on addressing public transport gaps and crop residue management to improve air quality in Delhi NCR. Mega skilling drive launched to provide artificial intelligence knowledge to 10 lakh youth in a year. Global AI Impact Summit to be held in New Delhi next month. United Nations not to send observers for upcoming parliamentary polls in Bangladesh. European leaders reject US President Donald Trump's threat to annex Greenland. And in squash, Anahat Singh enters maiden women's under-19 final at British Junior Open in Birmingham. And now the news in detail. Names of a total of 2 crore 89 lakh voters have been excluded in the draft electoral roll for Uttar Pradesh released by the Election Commission today after the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise in the state. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said, out of over 15 crore 44 lakh voters, the names of more than 12 crore 55 lakh people have been retained in the draft electoral roll. He said the poll panel did not receive the signed forms of 2 crore 89 lakh voters, which is 18.70% of people in the existing voter list. Of these, 2.17 crore have moved and names of 25 lakh 47,000 were registered in more than one place.
तो जो बच्चे जिनके साइन करके नहीं आए वो 18.70% है.
We didn't receive the signed forms of 18.7% voters. One of the reasons is that during the field verification, the BLO received information that some voters have passed away. The number of such voters was 46.23 lakh, which is 2.99% of the electoral roll as of 27 October last year.
27 October 2025 की मतदाता सूची का 2.99% है.
We have more from our correspondent.
Chief Electoral Officer of State, Mr. Navdeep Rinwa, informed that the period for receiving claims and objections has been set from January 6 to February 6, 2026. During the notice phase, that is from today to 27th February 2026, the decision on the claims and objections will be resolved. The final publication of the electoral roll of Uttar Pradesh will be done on March 6, 2026. BLO's ECI Net mobile app, ceouttarpradesh.nic.in or voters.eci.gov.in can be used to check names in the voter list. Form 6 will be used for new voters, Form 6K for foreign residents, Form 7 for name deletion or objection and Form 8 for correction and replacement. The application forms can be obtained and submitted from the voter registration centers, BLOs, Tehsil and at ceouttarpradesh.nic.in or can be applied online through the internet, mobile app and voters.eci.gov.in. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Still with SIR, the poll panel has issued strict instruction to West Bengal election authorities that all notices related to alleged data inconsistencies or logical discrepancies detected in the draft electoral rolls of the state during the ongoing SIR must be downloaded immediately and delivered to the concerned voters within the next 4 to 5 days. Following the directive, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal has directed all district electoral officers that starting today, a detailed report must be submitted daily on how many logical discrepancy notices were served in each assembly constituency. During the SIR exercise in the state, about 1.36 crore voters' names initially appeared in the list of data inconsistencies. However, after subsequent verification and corrections, that number has decreased to around 94.49 lakhs. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav today chaired a high-level meeting to undertake a detailed review of action plans of Rajasthan and Punjab governments for tackling air pollution in Delhi NCR. This was the fifth meeting in the series of such reviews. During the meeting, the minister stressed on addressing public transport gaps and crop residue management to improve air quality in Delhi NCR. He said from this month, review of action plans will be held every month at the ministerial level. Reviewing Rajasthan's detailed action plan, Mr. Yadav highlighted that public transport gaps need to be addressed in Alwar, Bhiwadi, Neemrana and Bharatpur. He said electric buses must be procured on priority with a timeline-wise proposal to be submitted. Going through Punjab's presentation, Mr. Yadav emphasized that all crop residue management machines must be ensured to be in a working condition and used efficiently. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today launched Mega Skilling Program to provide artificial intelligence knowledge to 10 lakh youth across the country within a year. Mr. Vaishnaw launched the program while virtually addressing the Rajasthan Regional AI Impact Summit in Jaipur. He said AI is emerging as a transformative force across sectors.
India's IT industry is a very big strength for us. In such scenario, preparing this IT industry for a new era and preparing our students for this industry is a mission. Under this initiative, a program to train 10 lakhs youths in AI skill has been launched today. It will be completed within a year.
Mr. Vaishnaw announced that the Global AI Impact Summit will be held in New Delhi next month. He said as part of the preparations for the Global AI Summit, regional AI summits are being held in all states of the country. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today released 55 rare and valuable literary works representing country's five classical languages. These are Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, Kannada and Odia. The books have been published by the Central Institute of Indian Languages. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Pradhan said, India's languages connect and unite the nation's society.
Last year, the government has granted classical language status to five more languages, Marathi, Bengali, Assamese, and two ancient languages, Pali and Prakrit. With this, a total of 11 languages have received this recognition. Additionally, two decisions have been taken. A plan has been prepared for their implementation, and two departments from different streams are carrying out the implementation.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said that eliminating malnutrition is essential for building a Viksit Bharat and securing the country's long-term social and economic future. The minister was addressing a CSR conclave on nutrition organized by the National Dairy Development Board in New Delhi.
Women and child development is the core focus because if proper nutrition is ensured during childhood, especially for women during pregnancy, the chances of malnutrition later in the life are reduced. Single effort by the government alone cannot eliminate malnutrition. This is a shared responsibility and everyone in society has to contribute.
Prime Minister's flagship program for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, our correspondent takes a look on Bogibeel Rail-cum-Road Bridge over the Brahmaputra River.
India's longest and Asia's second longest rail-cum-road bridge, Bogibeel Bridge, is the lifeline of the northeastern part of the country, facilitating connectivity between Assam and Arunachal Pradesh. The 4.9-kilometer-long bridge has boosted connectivity for around 50 lakh people residing in Upper Assam and Arunachal Pradesh. The project was sanctioned in 1997-98, while the work commenced on 21st April 2002 under the Atal Bihari Vajpayee-led government. Even after nearly 13 years since commencement of construction, the project had achieved only 72% physical progress, while the cost escalated by five times. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed this project in Pragati in May 2015. Recognizing its critical role in regional connectivity and national security, the Prime Minister directed that the project should be taken up in mission mode. It was only after Prime Minister's intervention that the pace of work accelerated, leading to completion of the bridge on 25th December 2018. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somnathan said that Pragati has helped commissioning of critical projects like Bogibil Rail Cum Road Bridge over Brahmaputra River.
The Bogibil Rail Cum Road Bridge over the mighty Brahmaputra River, approved in March 1997, first reviewed in Pragati in May 2015, at which time physical progress was 64%, finally commissioned in 2018. Again, you can see the acceleration that happened after it was taken up in Pragati, 0 to 64%, and then it reaches 100% approximately 2.5 years after it was reviewed in Pragati. And the orange line would have taken you to about 1 year from now is when it might have finished if it continued at the pace that it had taken till then.
With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. Quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. The United Nations will not send observers for parliamentary elections in Bangladesh to be held on the 12th of next month. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric told media that the UN deploys election observers only with a mandate from the General Assembly or Security Council. The spokesperson, however, said that UN office in Dhaka may provide technical support if separately approved. European leaders today rejected US President Donald Trump's threat to annex Greenland. Leaders from major European powers who are meeting in Paris said in a joint statement that the Arctic island belongs to its people following renewed interest by the US president in taking over the Danish territory. The joint statement was issued by leaders of France, Britain, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain and Denmark. Meanwhile, the European leaders who are Ukraine's allies meeting in the French capital today to agree that the security guarantees must include binding commitments to support Kyiv in the case of a future armed attack by Russia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India-Luxembourg relations have come a long way and India sees Luxembourg as a very important partner. In his opening remarks during his meeting with Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel, Dr. Jaishankar thanked Luxembourg for being an advocate of deepening ties between India and European Union. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan visited the Indian Institute of Mass Communication at Kottayam in Kerala today. During his visit, the minister interacted with the students. He highlighted the rapidly evolving nature of the media industry, stating that the visual media sector offers endless possibilities. Leading medical experts in the country have warned against the excessive use of antibiotics and the resulting problem of antimicrobial resistance. In his last month Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to use antibiotics rationally with the proper advice of doctors. Professor in the Department of Microbiology at AIIMS, Delhi, Dr. Hitendra Gautam, said that antimicrobial resistance has become a major problem and advised people not to take antibiotics without doctor's prescription.
My message to all is that whenever we have any disease or infection, we should approach to a doctor or physician in our area. Without that advice, we should not take these antibiotics. If we will continue to take antibiotics without prescription, a situation may arise that tomorrow these antibiotics will not be able to treat the infections because resistance will develop.
The India Meteorological Departments have forecast dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan tomorrow. According to Indian Railways, more than 18 Delhi-bound trains are running late due to low visibility. In squash, top-seeded Indian Anahat Singh advanced to her maiden women's under-19 final at the British Junior Open in Birmingham today. The 17-year-old defeated Egypt's Malika El Karaksi in the semi-final. Singh will face European junior champion and second seed Lauren Baltean of France in the final. And in badminton, India's Lakshin and Ayush Shetty have progressed to the second round of men's singles in Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. Lakshya defeated Jia Heng Jeshun Tae of Singapore in the thrilling opener. In another match, Ayush Shetty defeated Paris Olympic bronze medalist Malaysian player Li Ji Jia. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Around 2 crore 89 lakh voters excluded in the draft electoral roll in Uttar Pradesh after special intensive revision. Centre emphasises on addressing public transport gaps and crop residue management to improve air quality in Delhi NCR. Mega skilling drive launched to provide artificial intelligence knowledge to 10 lakh youth in a year. Global AI Impact Summit to be held in New Delhi next month. United Nations not to send observers for upcoming parliamentary polls in Bangladesh. European leaders reject US President Donald Trump's threat to annex Greenland. And in squash, Anahat Singh enters maiden women's under-19 final at British Junior Open in Birmingham. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that's all in the News at 9. Good night.